But now a righteousness from God apart from law has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law. So this, dear brother and sister, is the basis for the restoration of the gospel. Martin Luther used a hammer, and I think it is the right tool to start breaking things apart or to nailing things to a wall, and that's precisely what he did. He nailed it when he nailed the 95 Theses to the door of the church in Wittenberg. He nailed it to make a point that the church was not teaching what was in the Bible. He nailed it because he wanted to debate these differences. And could anybody explain this? Of course, for the people, it was very hard to accept salvation by grace. It's kind of like you and me. We want to do something in exchange of what we get from God. We are raised that way. We are hungry, we go to the baker and say, give me some bread. He does. But then what? You give him some money. That's the way it is. This for that. We are fairly oriented in that way. In the Middle Ages, the people were taught that this is the same with God. Be good, and then God will bless you. When the Bible taught the opposite, God blessed you, now you can be good. Your goodness is a consequence, a result of God's blessing. It's not something inside of you. The Bible teaches, while we were yet dead in our trespasses and sins, God died for the ungodly. That Jesus' death preceded our faith. That our faith is a gift from Christ. And faith allows us to see what God has done through Christ. We understand that God is good, and we understand that we are bad. So, naturally, we want to be good, to measure up to God, but God knew that that was impossible because we are born with a stain called original sin. You cannot depart from that. It takes God to give us a new beginning in Christ Jesus. And that is precisely why Luther said about baptism, regenerated. It is not simple water only, but it is a washing of regeneration. Re-wombing. Literally, gene is womb. Re-gene, go back into the womb, and now you come out a new person. We've been reborn, re-wombed at baptism. We are a whole new creature, one now that is acceptable to God because we've been washed in the grace of God in and through Christ Jesus. Martin Luther did not get this either. He went into a monastery and he would beat himself. He would lay on a slab of stone, all full of imperfections from the chisel marks. I saw it. It's painful just to look at it in Erfurt. Yet he did that to please God. And the more he tried, the more he thought of God as a severe father that hated his children. God is love. Martin, what do you make of that? Now a new righteousness from God apart from the law has been revealed. What do you make of that? The righteous shall live by his faith. What do you make of that? And little by little, the light went on. And when it did, Martin Luther wanted everybody to know about it. The Reformation had been started in the darkest of ages. The just shall live by his faith, he said, victorious and proudly. But the church had been infiltrated with corrupt people that assumed the power of the church. And power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And the church, the high powers of the church, the government was corrupted. The church had become a business, a money-making machine, not God's saving arm by which he took us out of condemnation and hell into the bliss of heaven. Not by taking us terrible sinners and making nice people like you and I out of that initial, through the rebirth of regeneration of holy baptism, when he infused his grace in us. The Dark Ages, which was 1500s when Martin Luther was active, Tuesday 500 years ago, the Dark Ages received that name for a reason. They were dark. There was no information. There was no light. There was no understanding or education. People lived from what they heard. They could not read and verify anything, and they thrived on the tantalizing tales that they were told. A dark and gloomy night, rain and fog out there, and somebody would come into the tavern and say, "Wow, thank the Lord, I escaped from this one." "What? What happened, Johann?" "Oh, I was riding through the forest, and then I heard some noise behind me, and here was a headless rider brandishing a sword, and he almost got me, but I escaped." And people say, "Oh, that's a good one." And they believed it. When the priest told you, "You better not read the Bible or else you'll go to hell," people believed him. In the Middle Ages, there were three types of people that had an education: priests, accountants, and lawyers. Those three, they had all the power because they had an education. But when Martin Luther read the Bible in the original Hebrew and Greek and compared that to the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church, there were 95 discrepancies that he could not reconcile. And all he wanted was for somebody to explain that to him. But there was no explanation. The explanation was in the corruption of Rome. And so he started to teach and preach that salvation is by faith through grace of God, not for anything that we did. He read Ephesians and explained that to his students. By grace you are saved through faith, not by works. This is not from you, lest anyone should boast. For we are God's workmanship, created to do good works. By God, created by God, not of ourselves. The church is and always has been God's saving arm. The true church is the one that proclaims Jesus as Lord. That is the article by which the church stands or falls. Our confirmants are teach in learning this. Articulus Stundis et Cadentis Ecclesia. The article by which the church stands or falls. Jesus is Lord. And in him there is forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. And the gospel then is simple. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. Paul told that to Cornelius, the jailer in Philippi. Believe in the Lord Jesus, you and your household, and you will be saved. That's it. There is no lighting of 7 candles a week, praying so many Hail Marys and so many Lord's Prayers a week. There is only the simple faith. Jesus, you are my Lord. And that's it. The rest will follow. You being good and doing good things and speaking good things and thinking good things is a consequence of God's grace to you in your life. That doesn't come from you. It comes from the outside. God does it all through Christ. So today, the best way of celebrating this great legacy of the Lutheran Reformation, of the restoration of the gospel, is when we proclaim this gospel to the four winds, to the best of our ability. We don't celebrate in great and extravagant parties, but we proclaim the gospel in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.